Item number four, please.
Item number four, Org Unit 5300, Department of Transportation, Fleet Management, page 251.
Good morning, Chairman, members of the board. Dan Gaden, Fleet Director. Fleet's 2014 budget relatively remains the same, with one exception that we're bringing in the House of Corrections into our replacement program, which previously has not been in our replacement program. And I'm here to take any questions that you have.
Any comments, questions, concerns regarding this particular budget? Supervisor Stafford.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. What program was added?
House of Corrections Replacement Program. Their vehicles currently are not in our replacement program and have not been for many years. So we've brought them back into our replacement program.
Okay. Any particular reason? Or?
We wanted to encompass all of Milwaukee County's equipment under one fleet equipment, which I think we did back in 2009. But they were not under Milwaukee County at that time. It was kind of a weird situation back then when we had our fleet replacement program. Now it's changed, and they want to bring that equipment back in under us.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Sure. Supervisor Lipscomb.
I'm just curious what's been going on since that consolidation. Have we significantly downsized our fleet? And What has been the...
Our fleet operations consistently reduces each year. We reduce the amount of vehicles as we can. What I do is I work with all the user departments to make sure that the piece of equipment we're purchasing is functional and usable for the entire year instead of just one year, instead of like winter or a summer. And we've significantly reduced since 2009 the amount of vehicles that we have.
Interesting. I recall there was a... The executive had made a big deal during his first campaign about supposedly there were a bunch of Lincoln Town Cars or something that people were driving around in. I don't believe that ever was the case. I think there was a single vehicle sold from that had been purposed to the exec, but it seemed like it was a somewhat of a false... A false crisis or something dreamt up by as part of a campaign, but I every time I try and look into it in terms of what efficiency came of that whole thing, all I could come up with was like a $13,000 sale of some Chevy or something, but I continue to look for it. Thanks, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Supervisor. Any other questions, comments? Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just had a question. So with those House of Correction vehicles coming into the under one roof, and I know there was a movement to rent more vehicles instead of buying them outright. Is that the same for the House of Correction vehicles? Are they, if they're brought into the fleet, are we renting vehicles and replacing those older vehicles that were depreciating in value?
Chairman, members of the board, most of the vehicles for the House of Corrections will be purchased through our debt service that we currently have with our capital program. There is one vehicle that they will be leasing under a contract, which is too difficult for us. The current contract that they have with their laundry truck that they use, they have an agreement with Penske that if it goes down, they will bring them another truck and set them up and send them down the road for no cost. That's not something that we can give them as a guarantee, so we decided to keep that one under the lease. But the rest of them will be brought into the normal fleet replacement requirement, which is a 3, 5, and 8 year replacement program.
And last question, Mr. Chair. Does fuel efficiency a factor in the vehicles that we're selecting for these different departments so that we could save money on that end? Thank you.
Chairman, members of the board, Milwaukee County and Fleet Management as a whole is part of the Wisconsin Clean Transportation Committee, and we've received several grants in the past for Ford Fusion hybrids and also some hybrid bucket trucks. And we are currently looking at some CNG vehicles for the parks, so we do continually look at any grants that are out there, plus also vehicles that would be better for the economy and for fleet as a whole.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Supervisor. Any other comments, questions regarding this ordinance? Mr. Gayton, I want to thank you for your participation last week at the Parks Rodeo. Thank you very much for your contribution.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I want to acknowledge that Supervisors Alexander and Borkowski are with us. And as was noted, Supervisor Mayo was also present today. Item number five.